USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence downgraded again to a Category 1 storm now, but still huge and capable of dumping rain that will be measured in feet, according to National Hurricane Center Deputy Chief Ed Rappaport.
So for the next 2 days, we're going to have Florence move just very slowly across North Carolina and South Carolina, and that's why we're expecting to have such heavy rains.
And reports are the eyewall of Hurricane Florence has come ashore at the North Carolina coast within the past hour with a 10-foot storm surge. At least one person's dead, connected with a series of natural gas explosions north of Boston. A man died when a chimney fell on his vehicle after a house explosion yesterday, one of many which may have been caused by a natural gas line. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Witness the next chapter.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Of the unbelievable true story.
Tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Unbroken, Path to Redemption, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
President Trump's former campaign chief Paul Manafort reportedly has reached a plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller. Reports are the deal will be announced in court today. It's not yet known whether Manafort will be cooperating with investigators as part of it. Elizabeth Smart says she is shocked to hear that one of her abusers is about to be released from prison. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Elizabeth Smart pleaded Thursday with authorities in Utah to reconsider releasing one of her kidnappers, 64-year-old Wanda Barzi.
Do I believe that she is dangerous? Yes. But not just to me. I believe that she is a danger and a threat to any vulnerable person in our community, which is why our community should be worried.
Smart was held captive for 9 months in 2002 when she was just 14 and repeatedly raped by Barzi's husband, Brian David Mitchell.
Interstate 5 in Northern California is open again after the Delta fire again forced a brief shutdown yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Cynthia Nixon conceding the nomination to Governor Andrew Cuomo following New York's Democratic primary yesterday. Speaking at her campaign's election night headquarters, Nixon said she pushed Governor Cuomo to the left on issues like marijuana while holding him accountable for broken subways. Nixon, the actress known for her role on Sex and the City, also poked fun at Cuomo's having spent millions on TV ads, saying he didn't underestimate her campaign, as evidenced by his spending. SpaceX is planning to send someone on a trip around the moon on the company's huge new Big Falcon rocket. The company says it will reveal who their first customer will be and why on Monday. It's still unclear when exactly the trip around the moon is going to happen. Last year, CEO Elon Musk said the BFR is essentially a combination of a rocket and a spaceship designed to send humans to the moon as well as maybe Mars. And the world's richest man is donating $2 billion with a B dollars to help homeless families and also to create non-profit preschools. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos announcing he and his wife are launching the Bezos Day One Fund. Bezos, the world's richest man with a personal fortune of over $163.8 billion at last check. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.